Chrysanthemum Cliff, every year I like to talk about supporting our local artists. Now,
yes.
Almost every state, wherever you are, everybody's got a state fair. And one of the human aspects of the state fair is there's always a caricature artist that sits there and draws people's faces, and it's fun and it's funny. But what is the caricature artist doing in the winter?
Well, that's a good question.
I don't know. So I guess step one is like do a Google search for your local person. And if you don't have a local person, for about $50, you can send a photo into Etsy and have a real human person draw you and your loved one or you and your dog and send it back to you. And I think that that is such a in this digital age, in this technology age where you can run a photo through an app and instantly, you know, be a cartoon or a superhero and everybody's got all this technology on their phones. I love the idea of supporting a real person that's going to take their actual hand and draw something for you. And I think that's a really cool gift for the family or even just for you. I love incorporating pets into it. So that's kind of my support the community type idea this year. I was just sitting here thinking, what are all those artists doing right now? Like, I guess they just are off like teachers. I don't know, in the summer, like teachers are off in the summer and caricature artists are off in the winter. I don't know.
Maybe they like go south, like birds, and they do stuff down here.
Perhaps they're at Disney World.
You know, at the Polynesian Resort, they actually do have a full-time caricature artist. So
okay.
Maybe that's where he is. I'm going to like take that up just a small notch, Heather.
Okay.
You said, I don't know, two or three episodes ago about how most engagements happen between Thanksgiving and Valentine's Day. Was that what it
was? Yes, 40%.
So if you are getting engaged now-ish or sometime in the previous 2 months or the next 2 months, hire a caricature artist for your wedding. I have no idea how much that costs, but a buddy of mine who got married at Disney World had a caricature artist at his wedding, and it is literally the best wedding keepsake you could ever have. So he just sat there and drew pictures of everyone for hours and hours and hours. And so I have a framed caricature of me and Brooke and Carter.
Aww.
From my buddy's wedding. It's an amazing thing. Everyone thinks, oh, I've got to hire a photographer and a videographer and a, you know, DJ and all that stuff. Get a caricature artist. It's probably not as expensive as you think it's going to be. And it's awesome for your guests, like just fantastic for your guests.
It almost makes me want to hire one of those courtroom artists, too. You know, when they have the with the chalk drop. That's a different type of a cake. Because I was like, well, what are they doing on Christmas?
I mean, actually, though, can you imagine how cool it would be to have someone doing sketches of your wedding the entire time?
Yes!
You're getting married? That would be amazing.
Love that.
I don't know if those people freelance, but man, we've just created a marketplace.
Well,
that's what I'm saying.
It's also one of those things too, where, you know, we're talking about it from the, hey, you might be getting married angle, but maybe you have a very close friend and you want to gift this to them.
Oh, perfect.
So, you know, something very special. I have come to notice that every time I have an idea for one of my friends' weddings, unless I'm paying for it, they don't want to hear it.
That's fair. So give the gift of a caricature artist. That's what I'm saying.
There you go.
Perfect. We're going to run through again, Heather, another list of cool things. And the last one we talked about was the best cities. You know, if you want to experience Christmas in the best cities in the United States, this is the most unique Christmas traditions in every state. Are you ready?
Yes, ready.
Jacksonville Beach in Florida, they stack up all the lifeguard chairs and then decorate it like a giant Christmas tree. But don't forget, Florida also has the giant sand Christmas tree as well.
Yes.
So
we talked about this. Yes. Florida's very festive considering how warm it is.
I actually think that's why. Honestly, like we do Christmas here hard. Like my neighborhood is so decorated, like it's just inflatables and lights everywhere. And I think it's because the only way you can actually feel like it's Christmas here, because I mean, it's not super warm out right now, but it's like 65.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hitting into the 70s and 80s during the day. So, you know, the only way you can really know it's Christmas here is if there's just festive lights everywhere. Mm-hmm. So Georgia, this is actually in Atlanta. This is actually where you were.
Uh-huh.
There is a Macy's iconic pink pig train.
Yes.
Have you seen this?
I want to say I recall it jogs a memory. It's been a long time since I lived there.
Fair enough. Fair enough. If you're in Illinois, shoppers go to the Chicago Christ Kingle Mart, the largest Christmas market in Illinois. And I mean, it looks phenomenal. So it's in Chicago. It's styled after the markets of Germany. Looks amazing. Just dozens and dozens of vendors and food and cocoa and giant German pretzels. It's in Daly Plaza. It looks amazing. Apparently, there's also one at over by the old Wrigley Stadium. So how about Iowa, where you live?
Iowa,
currently?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with the Holly and Ivy? It is a holiday decorating tradition at the Salisbury House in Des Moines.
Well, I'm familiar with the Salisbury House, but no, not Holly and Ivy specifically.
So apparently community groups each adopt a room of the mansion to decorate with trees, ribbons, baubles, and more. And then there you can go take a tour of it.
I like this. Right. I got to get in on this immediately.
You're so close to it. Like
I know.
It's amazing. Well, Michigan is Bronner's. Everyone just go to Bronner's. That actually is where they say just go to the giant Christmas store. Let's see, Washington.
It's got to be Leavenworth.
It's got to be Leavenworth, right? No, it is the 46th Festival of Trees.
Oh, we did the Festival of Trees.
Seattle. Yeah,
yes.
I think almost all cities have a festival of trees.
Mm-hmm.
I never went to the one in Seattle, but I went to the one in Utah a number of times. All proceeds go to Seattle Children's Hospital. So
yes.
No matter where you live, there is an amazingly weird Christmas tradition. Utah's was the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, which is pretty spectacular if you've never been. So if you're in Utah, go to Temple Square in downtown Salt Lake and look at the lights, because the lights are phenomenal. But if you can hear the Mormon Tabernacle Choir sing, they are very, very talented folks.
I would think. Yeah. I mean, they're not just doing karaoke night.
No. It's good stuff.
Are Mormons allowed to karaoke?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. We'll get into this another day.